Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Being a loyal listener is like being part of an exclusive club or a really weird cult. A tradition better than Sunday dinner with the family. Coming to you live from Atlanta, it's the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
And glad to have you aboard. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. Love Rocket Mortgage and appreciate them being a part of the family here. The John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. And yes, we are family. We are. We are like a strange cult. We get together. We have our own insider type conversations. And I appreciate every one of you. One of the cult leaders, Tony Pierno, runs the show on Twitter. You can check him out at Tony Pierno. And what did you do top five yesterday, Anthony, with Ken Carman, who I described as odd this morning in the kindest way possible?
Well, Ken is a big Halloween fan, so...
Well, I looked and I figured.
Yeah, so throughout the month of October, we've been doing top five. It's been Halloween themed. So yesterday was top five Halloween songs. So like songs that you would want on your Halloween party playlist.
Okay, was the Halloween theme one of them?
Neither of us chose that.
Michael Myers theme. To me, still, absolutely horrifying. Michael Myers, to me, scared the... I never was scared of Jason.
First off, those movies are all horrendous. Halloween, the original 1978 John Carpenter, that is my number one horror movie, or scary movie of all time.
Spectacular movie.
Great movie.
Done on a very cheap budget, which you taught me.
Yes, that was an independent film.
Incredible what you turn an independent film into. But to me, Michael Myers, I was scared of Michael Myers. I was not scared of Jason.
No. And all those movies are horrendous. There's not like one Jason, good one. They're all terrible.
Right. I mean, Jason movies.
Yeah, it's all the same. Young kids having sex and just getting stabbed to death.
Correct. I mean, that was really what it was. Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Nothing to it.
Which, by the way, always happens, too. Like, you know, you have young kids and they're at a camp and they're having sex and then the serial killer comes and kills them all.
Yeah.
Is he a serial killer? You and I are both true crime people. We enjoy the true crime. Would Jason be a serial killer? Would Michael Myers be a serial killer? Or are they just like psychopaths? I guess they'd be psychopaths.
Yeah.
We should have asked Tyler about that last hour. Ken's, has he done the candy yet?
Well, what we did a couple weeks ago, and I choose the topics. I asked for the top five worst Halloween treats.
Okay.
The worst Halloween treats.
I'm thinking Ken's going to have a hard time narrowing it down to five. If you do top five candies next week. Thinking he's going to... Man likes his candy.
And, of course, the show next Saturday actually falls on Halloween. So I know he was very excited for that.
Will Ken Carman be dressed up for said show?
I don't think he's getting dressed up. No.
I think he could get dressed up into something. Robin Lundberg and then Ken Carman. Back to back on Saturday mornings. If you haven't sampled them here on CBS Sports Radio and your local affiliates on Sirius XM 206 or the radio.com app, you're missing out. But those are two completely different shows. Like, they're completely different shows. Different vibes, different shows. And that's what this network gives you. Honestly, fun stuff. Damon Amendolara, one of my favorites in sports radio. And again, I would give Damon the same thing. Damon Amendolara and that entire crew, it's an odd show. But I love odd. I love different. I love people who don't just go and do the same show that everybody else does in our industry. And someday I will be full-time employed again. Anthony, is that like a shameless like little play on things? That you're getting on me about that again? Someday I'm going to be full-time employed again. And I promise.
He will be, everybody. I guarantee come January he'll have a full-time gig. I guarantee it. Don't worry about it.
People are sending canned goods. They're Word. I'm surprised you don't like my tactics on social media, though. Because I'm letting, I am saying nothing about my job search, but I'm letting the public speak. I'm not letting, I'm letting prospective markets chime in for my, you know, for my services. I'm letting people speak. All right. Okay, there's a few things we want to get to here. By the way, Kevin Maguire from the Locked On College Football podcast. He contributes to Athlon Sports, too. We'll ask him about Penn State and ask him about the debacle yesterday. And does he disagree with me that I think Penn State has the most overrated coach in college football? Absolute number one overrated coach, college football. We'll get to that with Kevin Maguire coming up towards the bottom of the hour. He may be worried about where I'm going to be working, too. You never know. He might be worried about that, too. Does how your team wins matter? I'm going to say that, Anthony Piano, you can sit this one out as a Jets and Mets fan. You have nothing to contribute to this conversation. So honestly, you can go file your nails or check out the hot, when are the Christmas
movies? I'll go on Bumble.
Go on Bumble and see if you can get stung.
See if I could get a girlfriend for the holiday season coming up.
This is really
for Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Thanksgiving season? Yeah, go. Do you want that, by the way? Do you want a new girlfriend for the holidays? Because then you get caught up in buying gifts.
I love buying gifts. I get so much joy and pleasure out of buying gifts for people.
Okay, but knowing how slow you move, I'm figuring you may be still in the holding hands, peck on the cheek category come Christmas time. And then you're going to feel guilty if you get her a cheap gift.
Never. I would never get a cheap gift.
Okay, well then, but the thing is, then you go and buy the awesome gift.
See, that's what I do. I tend to go overboard.
You blow her socks off, and then she'd think, okay, he's too serious.
I scare her.
And you scare her off. Not the size of your stinger on the Bumble. I'm just, this scares her off. I'm saying, I don't know how that Bumble works. You're a bee, you're stinging women, I don't know what it means. But what I'm going to say is that I don't think you want the new relationship before Christmas. I'd say, much like me in full-time employment, you're targeting 2021. Let's say you find some really, really gorgeous woman that wants to. Do they sting you or you sting them? How does this Bumble work? I mean, or you pollinate together? I mean, this is like, what's the? I don't know. I'm a little, you kids and your newfound technology. You know what we did back in the day? I walked into a bar and I talked to women. I know it's crazy. It's crazy. I found an attractive woman.
Yeah, but at least with the dating app, like at least you know that the women on there are like willing participants and are willing to engage with you. Like
you take the fear factor out of dating.
Well, because you know a lot of times girls go out to the bar or whatever with their friends and they don't want to be bothered by
guys. That's a bunch of garbage. That's not garbage. Anthony, we talked earlier. My buddy Ryan Pavey from all those Hallmark movies. A bunch of girls are out in a bar.
I don't look like him.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's, you know what? So that's just an excuse that average looking guys use.
No.
Yes, it is. No. Or guys that are too afraid to get shot down. That's the excuse they use. Well, girls are out with a bunch of girls. They don't want to be hit on. Yes, they do. Every single one of them.
I disagree with that.
They're not wearing garlic necklaces. They're hoping that Dracula is coming to bite their neck. They're dying to meet tall, dark, and handsome. And with you, you can, well, we'll come up with different adjectives. But I mean, seriously, think about it for 2021. We start cultivating now and then say, I'm overseas on a secret mission for the United States government. And I'll be back. I am right now finding out who launched the coronavirus. I will be back in town January 1st. And I'm looking forward to meeting you. Because you don't want the New Year's Eve date either. Too much pressure. Because she's going to want to hang with her friends. You're going to have to meet all her friends. And you're going to think they're idiots.
There is a girl off of Bumble, not Bumble related, that I have been considering asking out. And I'm still going back and forth.
That's unbelievable. You realize I had like 5 dates in the period of time you will sit and peruse these. I was never afraid to get shot down. Now, when you're as good looking as I am, you didn't get shot down a lot in my single days. But you did. I would go up to any girl at any time. I never was afraid to get shot down. And I was always ignorant enough to think, man, she's missing out. What an idiot. Kevin McGuire joins us. We'll talk about it coming up here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. Get some college football in. Does how your team wins matter? Because Bill Parcells says you are what your record says you are. But if your team plays like garbage and they win games, do you feel good about it afterwards? I asked that in reference to what the Eagles are doing. And honestly, Green Bay's record is incredibly impressive. But that one loss really makes you wonder. The one loss really makes you wonder. Are they for real or are they? Because last year they were 13-3. Then they got to the NFC Championship game, and I've never seen a team in a championship game since the Minnesota Vikings versus the New York Giants, and I cannot remember the actual year that was, but it might have been 2001, NFC title game. I never saw a team look like they don't belong in a title game as much as I saw Green Bay look like they didn't belong in a title game last year. And last week's loss alarms me. If Dallas wins today and they beat the football team, who is obviously going to, it appears, going to stay the football team, and they win by 2 points, are you going to suddenly believe in Dallas? Are you suddenly going to believe in the Dallas Cowboys?
How about the Rams? I like the Rams personally, but all four wins have come against the NFC East.
Yes, exactly. So Sean McVay won the NFC East. He wants that playoff berth, by the way. Sean McVay wants the playoff berth. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is sponsored by Geico. If you want to know what's really scary, it's wondering, how much money could I be saving on car insurance by making the switch to Geico? It's going to keep you up at night. Make the switch to Geico and save today. We appreciate that so, so much when you're a part of the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I know this. There are things that concern you. And one of them is that Major League Baseball might screw this thing up. They've had a fantastic year. And by the way, they're about to crown a champion. Is Buster, somebody check on Buster Olney. Is Buster Olney still predicting 0.0% chance that they end the season? One of the can't people, when the yes we can people that congregate on this show every single week, we knew. Yep, we made it to the end of the baseball season, it looks like.
Yes, we can.
It's going to require two more. Thank you, Brock. It's going to require two or three more games to get there. But we had Keith Olbermann and Buster Olney and everything telling you 0.0 chance that there'd be a season. Oh, yeah,
we're going to talk about a season. Worst person in the world.
Yes, you are. Keith, yes, you are. Let's sing it a little bit all together, everybody. Looks like we made it to all the naysayers and Big Ten fans. You can join in too. You're ready to sing because you finally crawled out from under the covers and joined the can-do people.
Yes, we can.
Looks like we made it. And I understand that the Pac-12 plans on playing like sometime after Thanksgiving. Or maybe it's earlier, I don't know. But all the people that were the can-do people.
Yes, we
say
can.
Say one more time. We made it. We made it to the end of a baseball season where people who are paid to talk about baseball for a living assured you that could never happen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But Major League Baseball might screw things up something worse. Bob Nightingale reporting that Rob Manfred on the Dan Patrick Show commenting that a lot of people feel that the extreme shifting in baseball has changed the game in ways that are not positive. And it remains a hot topic in terms of conversation within the competition committee. So in other words, after 100 years of baseball, people figured out that you didn't have to have your shortstop stand where the shortstop is. You could shift them. And it's freaked people out because Major League Baseball players have not adjusted to the shift. You know what I say? Tough noogies. Tough noogies. Somebody found a way to outsmart you? Someone found a way to make you adjust? Someone found a way to make a professional baseball player have to work harder to get hits? Don't change the rules. Don't ban strategy. That's completely legal. Don't do that. Don't do that, baseball. Don't screw this thing up. And Rob Manfred, you could screw up a lot of things. Don't screw this up. Don't ban strategy. It's legit strategy. It's not cheating. It's outthinking your opponent. It's outworking your opponent. It's out-strategizing your opponent. It's going and doing the research and then forcing them to make an adjustment. You know what? That happens in the NFL every stinking Sunday. And you know what they don't do? They don't ban strategy. Major League Baseball, do not go with a 16-team playoff next year. It's stupid. Don't do that. Not after 162. But please, oh please, don't ban strategy. Baseball needs more strategy, not less. You know what we need? More college football discussion. Kevin McGuire from the Locked On College Football Podcast joins us next. John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This is the John Kincaid Show. If football is a religion, consider yourself in the front pew. Back to the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Appreciate you being a part of it. John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. And I love it that you're a part of our family. You are incredible people. You are can-do people. And we've got college football back against all odds. We can't play college football. It's too dangerous. Really? Wrong. Wrong. There are people wrong about that.
Yes, we can.
I know Kevin McGuire is thrilled that college football's back. And he got to see some Big Ten football yesterday, which I'm sure excited him even more. He loves college football. The Locked On College Football Podcast, contributor to Athlon. He joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Come on, Kevin. You were so excited. And with Big Ten football back, that you had an extra hop in your step yesterday.
Oh, absolutely, John. It feels like a more complete season when more of these conferences get back on the field. And having the Big Ten back yesterday certainly brought some drama, brought some fun and excitement to an already loaded Saturday. Just makes things feel a little bit more right. It took a while to get here, but hey, it was worth the wait, I think.
I know how measured you are. I know that you're a guy who doesn't, I've read your stuff for years. I've listened to you. I know you are measured in your responses. To me, I see the Big Ten still having one team that can compete to be in the national championship picture. And that's Ohio State. And I'm more convinced even watching them. I'm like, okay, that team just looks like they belong. Does anyone else to you, in your opinion, eyeball to eyeball, look like they belong out of the Big Ten?
Not at this point, no. I would have to see a lot more from some teams. Some teams certainly had some good debuts. I think Michigan put a little bit of a statement within the conference. I think Wisconsin had a good start to the season. But you're right. Ohio State certainly is the most talented team. Certainly looks like they're going to be on the mission to fulfill their hype that they had coming into the season before it was shortened for them. Ohio State, for the last few years, has been clearly the team to beat in the Big Ten for good reason. I see no reason to suggest that that is changing this season. And, you know, off of one game, it certainly looks like Ohio State is ready to live up to that billing moving forward.
Well, that's nice to see. Michigan, can I have a thought process on what you saw out of Michigan?
It certainly helps having a quarterback. And again, I'm not
He looks good, by the way. He does look good.
Yeah, he does. Joe Milton had a really good performance in his first start with the Michigan Wolverines, and it gives you kind of satisfaction knowing that this is what Michigan can look like when they've got a quarterback. I don't think they've had the quarterback they've wanted for a long time. Again, small sample size, one game. It's very easy to overreact because it was a good win. Because this Minnesota team, I think, is going to be pretty good in Big Ten play this year. And going on the road and really handling them from start to finish, I thought was a really good win for Michigan. And having the quarterback answer for them certainly helps that cause. So we'll see if that can continue carry over. But it was certainly a good start for them.
It's a like saying that. Now, I put out my top four in college football earlier. I put Alabama ahead of Clemson. And I based that on resume. Would you take issue with that?
No, absolutely not. I think Clemson could be a better team than Alabama, but yeah, if you're going resume, you have to go Alabama ahead of Clemson right now.
I mean, it really is. Is it, what do you see about both teams, and do you see any reason for concern long-term with either one of them in their conference?
No, I really don't. And Clemson's an easy pick in the ACC because yes. they are so far and above everybody else in that conference. Even with some teams looking like they are having better years this year, there's no catching Clemson. It's like Ohio State in the Big Ten. Clemson in the ACC is the easiest pick. And Alabama, I would have been a little bit more concerned if Georgia happened to hold on and beat them last week. But if Georgia can't hold down Alabama's offense for four quarters, then I don't know what hope anybody else in this conference will. There may be some teams that could score on Alabama, but no, I don't think anybody is going to outpace them. Even losing Jalen Waddle for the season, as much as that hurts Alabama, it's not going to really impact offensively what they're going to do this year. They still have wide receivers to work with. So I don't see anybody in the SEC that's going to be able to keep up the pace with them.
That's good. And so do you, when I put Oklahoma State in my first four, am I being cute or are they right now deserving of at least being in the discussion?
I think they have to at least be in the discussion. I don't know where they would stack up against some of these other teams that are out there as national title contenders, but the fact is, right now, they look like the best team in the Big 12. They obviously have the best chance to go undefeated at this point. I don't know if they do go undefeated, but if you're going just based on what we've seen up to this point, that's a really good defense that Oklahoma State has. And they've got a couple good wins under the belt. And if they stay healthy, they could be a factor in that playoff conversation. I think they force their way into the playoff conversation by running the table for sure. Maybe even one loss, they're going to be in the conversation. But you know, are they as good as Alabama, Clemson, and Ohio State? I didn't hear who the 13 you had in there, but I'm guessing it was Ohio State.
Yes, it was. Ohio State was okay. Third, too, by the way.
Yeah, again, if you're putting those four teams in there, I think that Oklahoma State would clearly be the fourth team. So we'll wait to see what happens, but I think they have to go undefeated the way things are running right now.
Looking forward to having more of this college football season come your way. And so do you believe that a contender for the college football playoff will arrive out of the Pac-12, at least somebody that we're talking about, when they finally get around to starting to play?
I think it's going to be really difficult. And it's not just because they're starting so late, but because I just don't know if I trust anybody in that conference to potentially go undefeated. Oregon's probably the best team that they have, but I don't know if anybody in that conference is going to get through unscathed. And I think that that's going to be enough to cost them in a shortened season. It's a weird year for sure, and maybe Oregon is a playoff-worthy caliber team, but with the late start and the fact that the Pac-12 isn't all that great, I think it's going to be very difficult for anybody in the Pac-12 to enter that conversation at the end of the year.
Did you see enough out of Georgia in the loss that to Alabama that you say – it's Alabama and it's everybody else?
I still think Georgia's got a chance to compete with Alabama. I just don't know if they can get over the hurdle, the last hurdle that keeps them up from taking that next step towards an SEC title against Alabama. And I think, like I said, Alabama's clearly the best team. And if Georgia couldn't finish it off, then I don't know if they can do it again in a rematch in the SEC championship. That's the only game that I think Alabama would maybe struggle with the rest of the way before getting into the playoffs. And even then, I don't think that they lose the rematch with Georgia, supposing that that's the case. But Georgia is probably the second-best team in this conference right now. And even then, there's a distance between Alabama and Georgia, and that's the biggest problem.
And that is. I mean, it really is. I'm looking right now at the quarterback play, though, and wondering and saying, how does Georgia end up in the quarterback situation that they've got 5 years into Kirby Smart's administration?
It's really something, isn't it? Especially,
is it because Justin Fields is at Ohio State looking like one of the best quarterbacks in the game that annoys me even worse?
Yeah, you know.
And Justin Fields had a terrific game yesterday. He only had, one incompletion. So that stings, seeing a quarterback that you had in your backyard, really, and seeing him leave your program to go to a program like Ohio State and really help solidify Ohio State's status as a college football playoff contender. Meanwhile, Georgia's still a really good team, but the quarterback could have been a serious upgrade if Justin Fields found a way to stay at Georgia, or Kirby Smart found a way to keep Justin Fields at Georgia.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I hope that you enjoy all this college football season as it unfurls, and everybody going to be listening to the podcast and checking out your work, and follow along on Twitter, too. You're always opining, which is good, right?
I hope so. I hope so. Some people don't like it, but, that's
no, it's good. That's what it's all about. That is great.
Yeah.
Take care of yourself. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Thanks, Don.
can sing, hum, or recite almost every TV theme song. And he's actually proud of that. Go figure. Back to the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Ah, Denny Crane. Denny Crane. Love him, love him, love him. Hopefully you're having a great day. John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Some of you might want to get in at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. Glad to have you aboard. Hopefully you tell your family and friends and you get involved. A lot of people want to get involved in the show right now at 855-212-4CBS. So I'm going to get to Gary in Rocky Top, Tennessee. Gary, how are you? And guess what, Gary, before we get started here.
Yeah.
If you're in the truck right now, blow the horn for me. There we go. There we go.
You hey, just startled somebody. Thank God that John Kincaid is on CBS Sports Radio. I do that regularly. So I love that.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Hey, by the way, I pass through Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania from time to time. This is the coolest little place. It looks just like in the movie. It's just this quaint little place. I slow down, which I'm supposed to anyway, but it's a town that I always take my time going to. It's such a cool little place if anyone ever gets a chance to pass through there. Hey, do I care how my team wins? Well, I wish my Tennessee Volunteers would win, but my lifelong NFL team, the Chicago Bears, they've been winning by smoke and mirrors, and damn it, I don't care as long as they win, for crying out loud.
Yeah, you just want them to win, right? I mean, that's what you just want them to win.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, thank you for the time, John.
Thanks, Gary.
Enjoy your show, buddy.
Love it, buddy. Thank you so much. You're absolutely awesome. You rock. You absolutely rock. See, Gary thanks God every week for me. Anthony, do you? You don't have to laugh at me. You don't have to laugh at me about that. I mean, come on. You don't have to laugh at me about it. Mitch in New Jersey joins us. Mitch, you're on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning.
Good morning, John. Hey, I always say a cup of coffee is not enough for me. I mean, come on, 3 hours a week? Come on, John. We got to get you on more often.
Yeah. Well, it is four. Where are you for the fourth hour is what I'm asking.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
See that? Look, just because you're negligent. Yeah, it's your fault. Love you, though. Thank you very much.
What's going on? That's not even a half day for me. I was going to say,
it's all right.
You were talking about Daniel Jones. I thought you were going to say
yes.
Tim Tebow, because he was a heck of a runner. He ran people over. But this guy, he's fast. He was doing a Lamar Jackson imitation there, but I don't know who. I guess the Philadelphia Winds knocked him down there. And it was kind of like yesterday's college games. Yesterday, the college with Indiana beating Penn State was great. Virginia taking upset. And my Dodgers, is there going to be any more pressure? Can there be any more pressure on Kershaw today? That was a Three Stooges play, what happened. I didn't see. I only saw the replay.
It was a lie. It was a Three Stooges. It really was.
Oh, incredible.
It was not good. Unbelievable.
It was the same wind that knocked down on Danny Jones. The tag, he didn't have the ball anyway, but the run was going back.
There you go. There you go. Good job, Mitch. Appreciate it. Don in Atlanta joins us. Don, welcome to the show. Don, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
Hey, so I hate to bring up Daniel Jones again, but you talked about being used to losing. I'm a Bills fan. And I'm very used to losing, but just kind of curious what your thoughts are about this season. If you think the last couple games are an indication of what's going to happen the rest of the year,
I don't think it was a great couple weeks for your Bills. But I'm not giving up on the Bills. I'm not selling on the Bills. If that's what you're asking, I'm not. I would not sell on your team at all right now.
Understand the last several years we've been in tough quarters up there.
Yeah, you have been. Absolutely. But do you think you're the best team in that division?
Oh,
I do.
Absolutely.
I do. Yeah, I do. I think you're the best team in the division.
But the history shows we got issues. I mean, do you think Josh Allen's the guy?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he's the guy or not. But what I will tell you is this. I'm a believer that that is a good football team that has a chance to be even better. And I also believe that you've got a really good football coach running the operation. So there you go. So how about that? Is that going to be good enough for you? That should be good enough for you. Think of it that way. 855-212-4CBS if you want to join us here on the John Kincaid Show on CBS Sports Radio. I've been so bad picking football games.
Woof.
But Anthony will not let me quit. You're not letting you've mandated. No. I always say this, and people laugh at me about it. I always say that when I'm on the air, my producer is my boss. Now, I have other bosses above me.
But in all seriousness, like, is this something like that you really have considered? Because this doesn't look really weak on your part by bailing out.
I would look totally weak, but I'm really
like
I'm
you. But, and you would be okay with that?
No, I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't. You know, but you're holding my feet to the fire.
Yeah.
You're making sure that I'm being accountable to myself, and you're saying, John, you can bounce back from this.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. No.
See, you refuse to believe in me is what you're telling me. You're not believing in me.
You've dug yourself a pretty big hole this year.
Oh, my gosh. I'm 4-14. I'm 4-14, and I'm telling you, I remember sitting in front of a test in calculus. Sister Mary Elizabeth Kratzinger, back in Philly at Cardinal O'Hara. And Sister Mary Elizabeth Kratzinger put a test in front of me. And I swear to you, it looked like Chinese hieroglyphics. I don't even know if the Chinese had hieroglyphics, but that's what it looked like to me. I was totally unprepared. I mean, absolutely unprepared. But when I look at NFL picks right now, I'm thinking, man, I'm horrible. But Anthony Pierano holds me accountable, and he says, go for it. Go for it. You can do better, and I plan on doing better today.
It's time for JK's Luscious Locks this NFL Sunday.
Yeah, my luscious locks are here, and hopefully they are going to allow you to make a little money. I can't even say it with a straight face. I'm so terrible. I am 4-14.
You suck.
I'm 4-14. I'm terrible. I'm absolutely terrible at this year. But you know what I've done the last 2 years? Started terribly and bounced back. So here's what I plan on doing. Well, I already did that. I'm planning on bouncing back. I'll take the Patriots -3 at home. Patriots -3 at home versus the 49ers. Because you know what? The Patriots are better than the 49ers. And they're going to lay the 3, and Cam and the Patriots are going to win. So Patriots lay the 3 points. I will take the Arizona Cardinals in the biggest home game that they've played in a generation. Since they last went to a Super Bowl, it's not a generation, it's more like 11 years. Biggest home game they've played in a long time. The Cardinals at home versus the Seahawks. Undefeated Seahawks. Cardinals already with 2 losses. Cardinals are getting 3.5 points at home. I will take Arizona plus the 3.5. Seattle plays a lot of tight games. I think this will be another one of them. And then tomorrow night, I love the Rams minus the 6 points. But then again, I loved the Rams last week versus the 49ers. So what am I talking about? I'll take the Rams. I'll lay the 6 points. Yes, I love you, Nick Foles. I love you, Nick Foles. I believe in you. But Rams -6. So Patriots -3, Cardinals +3.5, Rams -6. Those are my luscious locks, which is honestly false advertising.
Make sure you put those out with a skull and crossbones. I don't know if they have a poison bottle.
Is there a poison bottle? Yeah, I do have to put these out. I have to make sure people can see them. Because chance you might puke from the picks. That could be. Is there a chance you might puke with the picks? Whatever it is. We'll find out. I'm telling you. These are, 'cause that is terrible. This is absolutely terrible. To be 4-14 to start the year. I could have had Nikki Foles just make these picks for me. Our puppy, who is just adorable. Just the most adorable thing in the world. I could have had her make picks for me. Which dog toy does she pick up? Is it Mr. Monkey or is it the Minion? She loves the Minion.
That's some good social media content right there.
Have Nikki make the picks. Guess what? Okay, Nikki makes the picks next week if I go 1-2 this week, if I don't have a winning week, Nikki Foles will make the picks, we'll tape it, and then I will release it next week during the John Kincaid Show. And I will see, can you pick better than a dog? Can you pick better than a dog? Because guess what? My picks are dog. You know, my picks are very doggish. So let's make sure you know that. They're very doggish. Anthony, I decided to get on a plane. We talked about this earlier in the beginning of the show. And for those who weren't listening, my mom has gone into hospice care, hospice nursing, but at home, back in Philadelphia. And last week we said our goodbyes. And I wanted to leave it at that, but I can't. And so I'm going back. I'm going back this afternoon. So I'm getting on a plane and I'm going back. So if you are so inclined to send some prayers for strength and comfort to my mama, that's awesome. But she's ready to go. She's ready to go. And I just decided, Anthony, we talk about these things on the air, so I'll be very candid. We talked about it this morning. I hadn't booked the flight when we started the show this morning.
And now you have.
But I decided to, yeah. I decided I can't. I have to be there. I got to be there. And I know many listeners out there have probably gone through the same thing with their parents. My dad died so young, when I was so young, and he died in a matter of a week, went in for gallbladder surgery, ended up finding out his body was ravaged with pancreatic cancer, and it had spread everywhere. And he didn't last 7 days. So I was 16 years old. I turned 16 and my dad died. So it was a different experience. I am so blessed to have had my mom this long for my life. It's amazing. But I just say to myself, I've got to be there. I've got to be there. And I couldn't let my goodbye be my goodbye. And I wonder if I'm going to regret that. It's selfish, but I wonder if I'm going to regret that. That I'm going to do another goodbye. But I just feel like I got to be there. And by the way, the people out there in our listening audience, if you're involved in any of this, doctors, nurses, hospice care, or otherwise, you are incredibly loving, caring. I don't know how you go to work every day and then leave your work behind when the workday's over. And I don't understand if you can. But leave it to me to just say to you, if you haven't been spoken to by, I'm sure you've been spoken to by every family you've ever dealt with. But dealing with these people, these nurses' aides who come and take my mom. She's only been on the hospice care for 2 days now. This is the second day. But to come and give my mom a bath, to take her in and know how to get her situated, they put a chair in her shower and give her a shower, let her feel more human. We're not equipped to do all these things and make sure she's getting the proper medication when and then showing us how to do it to make sure she's not in pain. For the people in this audience who do this every day, can I just thank you in advance? Because it's a special thing that you do. What I do for a living is a lot of fun. It's fun and games. It's the toy store of life. And I can't thank you enough for being there for families when they need you. You're a special stock. Much like I try to honor our veterans, how I try to honor our active military, our police and fire and first responders. We always try to pay them special attention on this show. I thank you in advance because it's been pretty incredible. So I'm going to come back next Saturday, Anthony. So I'm going to go and come back next Saturday. So I'll be here for the show and I'll take care of business as best I can. But I have my closing arguments. I want to get to them quickly.
You had your say. Now John has his closing arguments here on the JK Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm going to tell you this right off the bat. Thank you, Ohio State, for coming back. To the rest of the Big Ten, I'm glad to be entertained. I love seeing the athletes get a chance to compete. But let's be honest. There are three teams right now in college football, three, that absolutely look like you could write them their name down in Sharpie and say they belong in the discussion for the college football playoff. And one of them has played one game. But their arrival on the scene means we've got another legit potential contender. We'll have to see more out of them. But it's Alabama and it's Clemson and it's Ohio State. And I have Alabama slightly ahead of Clemson right now. Slightly ahead. As we watch NFL football today, could the Cowboys really be this bad? Does Tom Brady call all the shots with the Tampa Bay organization? Who's making the calls there? And Miami's on a bye week, but I wonder, is Brian Flores making the decisions or is somebody above him making them? Can't wait to see how this season continues to play out. And to the World Series champion in advance, thank you. Thank you for proving all the naysayers wrong. We're going to get a World Series champion. Remember, we were told 0% chance that was going to happen? Thankfully, again, we didn't listen to those people. And now even the Big Ten joined the party. I understand the Pac-12 is coming out from under the covers too soon. They're going to peek out the blinds and say, oh, it's safe to go outside? Yeah, it is. It's safe to play with proper precautions. Okay, I'll be in Philly for the week, but I will be back next week, and I look forward to having you join us here on the John Kincaid Show. I love my producer, Tony Pierno, does a great job. He makes my life very easy. Seth Cantor, thanks for keeping everybody informed, and thank you for being a part of the show. I'll be back next Sunday. Have a great week. Stay in touch on social media, at Kincaid Radio on Instagram, even though I stink on that, and at John Kincaid on Twitter, where I am quite strong. Have a great week. Talk to you next week on the John Kincaid Show. David Amendolar is next. That's his full name. He goes by DA. See ya.
I'm Dr. Hrini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Banner civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.